I was working on a set with these two twin girls. I told this story before. I was working with these twin girls, right? And we were trying to get the podcast off the ground. And we were talking to this producer that produces television and a bunch of different shows. And the producer told me this. He told all three of us. He said, you guys are talented. He said, but here's the thing. He said, you have three problems. He said, you're dark skin, and you're dark skin, talking about me. And he said, and TV is not ready to see. And he said, and you being dark skin, you're also the gay guy. So being the dark-skinned gay guy, you're dressing a little bit too in between. So you need to dress, like, if you're going to be dark-skinned and the gay guy for TV, you need to play up the femininity, like the lipstick, the wigs, the hair. And I always tell myself, I would never do that because, you know, I felt like me being a dark-skinned gay guy, the only roles I had on TV were to be, you know, wear the lipstick and the hair. And he told the twins that, you know, television is not ready for three dark-skinned people to be on here telling it like it is. And so I still feel like that stands today. Someone actually told me to my face that basically you have talent, but, you know, the thing is you're dark, so you are going to have to be a little bit of a gimmick. And I was like, I will never gimmick out. I will never gimmick out. And so I believe that those are real conversations that happen in the industry. So, yeah, it was told to me in Atlanta 5 years ago. Okay, so let's take a call. 1-809, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. I kind of just want to, first of all, I don't want the listeners to take what you're saying as your, like, true values and opinions. You're just stating what is the norm for the industry and for, you know, America, really. You get what I'm saying?
Honestly, yeah, really. And if they don't understand that, who cares?
Yeah, that's right. So it's like I'm not triggered by what you say because it's like you say, it's not necessarily that they're more valuable, lighter-skinned people, but there are advantages. That's all we can say. And it's not their fault that they take advantage of those light-skinned, you know, privileges and whatnot. Like they say, the brown paper bag, whatever that thing used to be, mm-hmm. where you could be the color of a red paper bag. You know what I'm saying? It goes back to those days of, like, that movie a long time ago where the black girl was passing for white and, you know, her mother was a maid or something like that. Like, mm-hmm. it just is what it is. It's a sad truth that we can't kind of feed into. Okay, you were told that 5 years ago, but guess what? You created your own lane. You stay in your, you know, you've created your platform, and you didn't have to, you know, conform to, okay, I'm not going to make it because I'm not light-skinned. So I think that the message that people need to understand too, yeah, these Danny Lees and, you know, like the baby mamas that, you know, the dark-skinned baby mamas who end up getting passed over for marriage but when their guy, you know, makes money and then goes and gets an exotic to put on their arm, you know, that's their issue. But I hope they understand that that doesn't mean that it has to be the end of, you know, who they become. You know, you're a dark-skinned personality, and you didn't have to be flamboyant to do it. You're just Armand.
Mm-hmm.
So Danny Lee isn't even, like, a real, like, big talent, just like that other girl isn't who, you know, the other girl that was in the show, her name is Kaya, strangely enough.
Oh, her name is Kaya, okay.
Yeah, she is Kaya, and she has a really great voice, so I hope that she doesn't, like, you know, go somewhere and not continue to pursue her, you know, her music aspirations, because I tagged her, too, to come onto your show today, too, as well.
You did?
I think people need to hear. Yeah, I did. So,
thank you for the support. Thank you for that.
I did. As you know, I'm always calling. I like a good kiki with you, but I do feel like this is a subject that needs to be discussed. And I think what you also need to point out that these guys who want these exotic women, Rick Ross, DaBaby, Lil Wayne, these are not attractive black guys. Okay.
Mm.
The issue is that darker skinned women need to understand. Don't be worried about the guys that don't want you, because guess who is checking for natural black women, natural dark skinned women? It's a lot of these white guys with money. So just take that little bit right there, and you know, let's keep on with the discussion, because it is a true subject, but it doesn't have to be, you know, it doesn't have to dictate our lives and what, you know, what we value in ourselves, being dark skinned people. So, you know, they can have the yellow bones and the, you know, those whatevers, but we're gonna be going where we can be champion, where we can be appreciated, and it's not always with some ignorant black rapper. So, you know,
or some type of misogynistic way, because they just wanted to sleep. I can tell that Rick Ross probably in that moment was looking at who he wanted to sleep with. He wasn't really looking for talent. He was thinking, I'll sleep with her.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? He wasn't really thinking about who.
That's why he hasn't signed a female artist now to this day, because he said he always ends up effing them, because he's not looking at talent.
No. No. So thank you, Carla. We're going to take some more calls, but thanks for supporting,
right,
and thanks for coming through. All right. Bye. All right. Let's take another call. All right. Boom. All right. So who we got? Okay. 2060, you live on the air.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing? First of all, great caller. That other caller was great. I wanted to talk more on the Dani Lane issue.
Okay.
I just wanted to put something in people's minds. First of all, we have to go off of our history. She's Dominican. Dominican Republic got more African slaves than the Americas. They are more inclined with the African culture than we are, from capoeira to soca. So many things have been bred into the African culture, into Dominican culture. On the other flip side, they love, Dominican culture also love to hide those African slaves. I understand that. Us as black people need to understand that our black experience is not the only black experience in the world. And that's not fair, that our black bubble is not the same. And I'm a light-skinned girl, coming from me being a light-skinned black girl, always having to prove myself as being black. When my mother is the same skin tone as you, Armand, always having to prove who I am. Even even older black women, from me being a child, being fed cold food, getting my job, being threatened from my job because a darker-skinned black woman who's old enough to be my mother was jealous of me, from women in my own church being jealous. As soon as that light-skinned girl lost some weight, they felt like, damn, she really is a threat now. And I can sing that it was over. And I wasn't even doing nothing but being myself and wanting to be appreciated by the women that I look up to. These are my women. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So us as black women, as soon as I'm a songwriter too. I even had to tame songs in my own lyrics to coddle to dark-skinned women. And I'm sorry, my sisters, but I'm tired of coddling to y'all.
Ooh,
I'm sorry.
Let's talk. Okay, so on the flip side, so you as a lighter-skinned woman, you feel like you get pushed to the wayside because everything has to be about dark-skinned women.
Yes, and I personally do that for myself. I'm not saying that I agree with you. Light-skinned women are more desired in the society and high-stream media. I agree with you, women, on that, and that's a shame. Rick Ross was just being a fat flop in that clip. So we're gonna bypass gross men and focus on the men that want to be with you. Focus on the men that love you, but you don't love him because you think he dusty, he ain't got this, he ain't got that. You rather harbor on and be jealous of the men that don't want you, dark skinned sister. And stop mistreating the lighter skinned girl because you want to be like her, but ain't nothing more special than her than you. Her skin's still.
Well, you know what? And I will say this. I have. All my sisters are pretty much light skinned, you know, and a lot of the girls, you know, my sisters are very pretty girls. A lot of those girls, I will say, the darker skinned girls at their school try to pick on my sisters. But I'm like, well, why are they picking on my, you know, and my sister, They're not fighters. You know what I'm saying? They don't do. They just very much into their hair, their makeup, their nails. They're cute girls. But you have these darker skinned girls that don't like her, and or that, you know, they want to set her up, or they try to jump. You know what I mean? And it's like, I'm like, what did you do? But she's like, I didn't do anything to them. They just don't like
you,
because all the boys like her, and then the girls like her. You know?
Exactly. Let me give you a gag. The women who really push out that colorist and colorism thing is darker skinned women. I love my mother. My mother is a wonderful woman. But there's some trauma of her combing my hair saying, you got nigga hair. You got hair like your father. You got this. You got that. That came from a darker skinned woman. And I love my mother. She's wonderful. But I got to point out her flaws. You understand what I'm saying? Comes from darker skinned women. And I know it's inherited and it go and it's in deep. But we as black women, all skin tones, need to stop doing this to each other. Darker skinned women, you're beautiful. He don't want you. But there's another man that will and will give you everything and more. Love yourself. Stop putting these men on a pedestal. Because as soon as a white man talk about how much he loves the dark skinned chocolate, y'all, oh, my God, I love him. Oh, my God. Want to big up. Stop putting these men on a pedestal and put yourself on a pedestal, sister. I love you, Armand.
Thank you, girl. You're going to shift the table. We're about to get into some things. 9001, you are next. Okay, super chat to the top. We're about to have a full queue. So if you guys want to call in now. We're about to, the queue is literally about to be locked because we got that many people in here. So if you get the dial tone, you have to keep calling in. So 9001, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on? I'm doing fine, child. It's a lot going on.
Yes, it is. And you know what? It's a shame that we as black people tear each other down like this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of like, my skin tone is kind of like in the middle. So I see what the dark, how the dark, really dark sisters and the really light sisters, each had their own trouble in this society. When I was in school, I was in school with a girl, and she was so light, she looked like a white woman, but both her parents were black.
Yeah.
And they were light-skinned black, but they were black. And, she, you know, she had the brown straight hair and all of that. And she told me about how they beat her up and held her down and cut her hair off when she was in school. And, you know, all this craziness. And then we went to college together, and they would call her a backdoor white woman. You know, the darker girls. And then I had another girlfriend that was real dark, and she was telling me about all the things that she went through because she was dark. And both of them had self-esteem problems. And they were put on them by this society. You know, we have a European standard of beauty that's been imposed on us since we were slaves. And we didn't bought that slave mess right here to today. That's what I mean.
Okay, so let me ask you, let's get a little bit more centered into the question. So in regards to like the Rick Ross or the Danny Lay and the industry as a whole, do you think that lighter skinned women are more considered more valuable and more desired than darker women?
Yes.
Okay, and why?
Because their look is more in line with the European standard of beauty.
Okay.
And that is what still runs this country. Because if you look at it, whenever, even in beauty pageants, the woman that wins is not a really, really dark sister. She's somewhere in the middle to light.
I mean, if we want to even get into the politics, look at our presidents and vice president. We just so happy that we got a tent. But to me, Barack wasn't black, and neither is Kamala. Like, I want to see somebody that's my color, you know, as in the office. But are we really going to see it, you know?
Absolutely. I want to see somebody that both parents descended from slaves. They got kinky hair. They got a nose.
I want to see, like a Michelle Nick. Obama. I want to see that. Yes. That's black to me.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. But you're not going to, I mean, I'm not downing anybody's talent when I say this. Beyonce is a star. She's wonderful. She's unique. But Beyonce wouldn't be Beyonce if Beyonce was your color. She just wouldn't. She wouldn't have got pushed like that. And even her, she had to be pushed. And
that's why they say Kelly Rowland always had to fall to the back. Because Kelly Rowland, to me, was just a talented. However, she didn't get, for whatever reason,
she did not get that move. And she's beautiful, but she's dark.
Beautiful.
And that's why she did not get that push that Beyonce got. She could sing and dance. They could have pushed her. They didn't want to. And that's because of this society. Just like these athletes.
These rappers, they come in my color, and by the end of it, they lighter and lighter. But each year that go by, these women become lighter and lighter and lighter. And you like, you was not that light when you first started.
You absolutely right. And that's where you get the skin bleaching. It's really bad, like in Africa and here and down in Jamaica. They use this stuff that is poisonous almost to bleach their skin lighter so they can be light. And it's like, this is crazy. But this is the mindset that, unfortunately, we as people have, and we get it from the white society in general. I mean, just like people say good and bad hair. What is that exactly?
Yes.
To me, you got a good head of hair if it's healthy, and especially if it's thick. I don't care what texture it is. But a lot of people don't think like that. And so if you raise your daughter up saying you got bad hair and she got good hair, that messes with your self-esteem. And then even, and not just in the music industry, because I worked in corporate America, and I can say it, but the light-skinned women got a better push than me, and because I was brown. And we could have both had the same degree from the same quality of college, and they're going to kind of push that light-skinned girl just an inch more than me. Just an inch more. I mean, it's easy.
Well, what do you think? So let me ask you this. What do you think the disconnect is with the men? Why do you think the black men in particular love the light-skinned women? What is that about?
Well, you know what? I think, truthfully, I think this goes back from slavery times. That light woman, that white woman, that racially ambiguous woman was something they couldn't have. And then when they get in a position where they can get that, then that's what they go for, because that's the thing they couldn't have before. Even though you can't get none of them to admit it. But that's where it comes from.
And so is it power though? I feel like it's signal. I feel like they look at it but some people are just, you know, attracted to it. And here's the thing too. I think that, you know, a dark-skinned woman, and I'm not saying this is how I feel, because people love to put what I see on what I personally feel. My personal feelings are not, I don't date women, so I don't care either way. But anyway, I feel as though a lot of men associate dark-skinned women with being loud and problematic. And light-skinned women, they associate light-skinned women with more subtle and more, you know, what is that word? Submissive, quiet, you know what I mean? And so I feel like a lot of men feel like, you know, dark-skinned women get that angry, loud black woman, so they don't want to be with her. Whereas the light-skinned woman or the mixed woman, she's a little bit more subdued, which may not be the truth, but that's how they feel.
In a sense, that's true, because that's the image that's been propagated by media.
Yes.
But the other part of that is, why is it, and I ask the guy this, why is it a dark-skinned woman is loud and obnoxious, and if she's a Latina, she's spicy and sexy?
Yeah, she's spicy and caliente and hot. Yeah.
Doing the same thing. doing the same thing, saying the same thing. Maybe even
but she's
acting
a she's a hot Latina. She's spicy.
Right. But
muy caliente.
And you got kinky hair, then you know you're an angry black woman.
Mm.
And the last man I asked that, he told me I was trying to cause confusion and walked off from me.
Oh.
I just want to know. I just want, and the other thing I want to say, I know people are attracted to whatever they're attracted to, and that's okay. But for you to down a dark-skinned woman like they do, that mean you don't like your mama, your sister, your grandmama? What's that about? What kind of self-hate thing you got going on?
Mm.
And, you know, when I ask questions, you know, I get you trying to cause confusion. You trying to be a psychologist. No, I just want to know. You know, why can't you answer me?
Right. Now, listen, you are getting into some things, Carla. We got to take some more calls, but I truly enjoyed you. You are welcome to call in at any time, baby, okay? Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. All right.
Bye. Yes, I truly enjoyed our conversation because she got into some things. All right, 6384, we coming to Neek. I'm coming. All right, 6-3. I'm trying to, we got a lot of calls. Okay, 6384, you're live on the air.
Hi, Armand.
Hey, what's going on? Talk to me.
Yes. Okay. So I have a lot to say about this.
Okay.
So I'm light skinned, right? Fully black, but I am considered racially ambiguous. And my feelings towards this is a little bit different. I don't agree with the first lady who basically tried to flip it around towards light skinned women, because that frustrates me a little bit, because I feel like whatever negatives we may have faced when it comes to our complexion, the praises that we receive outweigh that. It is not the same as what dark-skinned women go through. The plight of the dark-skinned woman is far more difficult than anything a light-skinned woman can ever say that she's ever been through. Because, you know, they talk about when I was younger. But being a dark-skinned woman, that battle, that's an everyday battle. That does not go away with age. So when we talk about why is this stuff happening in the media, what it is promotion. When you say that black men have this thought that darker-skinned women are aggressive and the lighter skinned woman is more subdued, it's because if you look at any movie, you can look at Coming to America, right? The light skinned sister always got the good guy. She was super sweet. She was quiet. But then her sister was projected as this promiscuous dark skinned woman that couldn't get a man. If you look at Martin, you got Shanaena. You have a dark skinned black man dressed up as a dark skinned black woman. Then you have Pam, who's the loud friend that can't get a man, and she's going back and forth. That is projected in every type of media that we have, whether it's music. For a dark-skinned black woman to be a good rapper, she got to show her ass, show her behind, show her breasts. She has to be provocative to the extreme.
Mm.
So that's why they have these types of stereotypes, because that's what's projected. And like they said, it does go back to the media.
Even in Bass, right? And didn't Halle Berry, even though they were ghetto, Halle Berry was a lighter one. She ended up with the man, right? And the friend was the fat, dark-skinned
one.
Yeah.
So the light-skinned woman can be toxic. She can be, but she's changeable. The light-skinned woman can be fat, but it doesn't matter. The light-skinned woman can be angry, but it doesn't matter. That's all conditioning from this media. And yes, it all goes back to slavery, because a lot of people have this feeling, right, that when you think about slavery, unfortunately, it's like you said, people feel like, oh, my kids are going to be better if they're lighter. But a lot of it is internalized by these black men because they don't like their color. If you think about, remember when Kodak Black was like, I don't like dark beans, they too gutter. I like light skinned beans because they're you can break them down more easily. And the girl's like, why? Why do you feel it? She kept pressing the issue. Why you feel like that? And he said, because I don't like my color. That's how they feel. He's just the first person to say it. They don't like their own complexion. That's why they try to mask. First of all, they hyper-masculinize dark-skinned black men. And for that, that's how they do the same thing to black women. And because they see the light-skinned black man as being feminine, that's how they see the light-skinned black woman. All of this stuff is straight. The light-skinned man is supposed to be anything light, it's feminine, male-female. Anything dark, it's masculine, male-female. So when they project these types of things, that's how they get these types of thoughts. And they like to associate black women with the struggle. Because when you look, once again, when you look at media, as soon as a man gets some money, like you said, he goes to a white woman. He goes to a racially ambiguous woman. He goes to the Asian woman. That is
quite but hard. I like what you said when it comes to the men, though, because I feel like the dark-skinned man is more desirable than the light-skinned man.
Yes. If you look at any movie, when they want a black man, they will show you a dark-skinned black man, unambiguous. When they want a black woman, she's probably mixed. She's probably not even black.
Yes, she's not
mixed.
Even darker. She looks like Kamala Harris.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. She's not black. I'm tired of that. But and then so now going back into that, when they pick these people, a lot of people have this idea, oh, white people don't know the difference. No, white people don't want to change the face of their race, so they do it to us because we don't have the power to dictate it. So that's why when they say, oh, they don't know the difference, yes, they do. Have you ever seen them project a dark-skinned woman with dreads or with brown skin or anything? They don't do that. Whenever they want a black woman, she closely aligns with European beauty standards. Her hair is probably...
And when they do, you know, get the black girl that's natural or ethnic, she's got to be super Big Mama-esque. It's very struggle-esque.
Yes.
It's very,
yes.
Yeah, you know, it's very
yes.
Southern
it's
home. It's never
yes.
like premier, superior, like you're right. It's never
yes.
that.
And
but you know what else pushes that narrative? It's Tyler Perry pushes that narrative as well.
He does. Yes, he does. He loves having now the one. That's the one thing I had to stop watching his movies. The dark
yes.
woman, she's successful. She'll have everything going for herself, but she gets some dusty black man with no job that beats her and kills her. That's literally the plot of every one of his movies. Every one of his
right.
movies, the dark woman is super successful, and then she just gets beat up and robbed and dragged by some black man. You know, and it's just every movie, the dark-skinned woman is usually in some type of abusive relationship. And even if you look at Queen and Slim, another successful dark-skinned woman who, I didn't even watch that movie. It was already spoiled for me, but she's a dark-skinned black woman, beautiful woman, but she's a lawyer, but she goes online looking for some random to take her to a dirty diner. Then he shoots somebody, they run off into the sunset and get killed. Why they project
yeah.
this struggle love? Whenever they want struggle love, that's when they go get the dark skin woman. Whenever they want the woman to be abused or victimized, that's when they go get the.
That's
dark skin
when they get the
whenever
dark skin woman.
Love and yes, it's the same thing with the George Floyd riots, right? You've never seen them project dark skin women all throughout the media, but then they want to put a dark skin woman on Time magazine. They want to put dark skin girls dressed up as these crazy vampires. They are. Just it's called like you know like they do that to young girls as well, like the adultification and the sexualizing. That's only time they care about dark skinned women.
Wow, you just really put
yes.
a light to all of that, because girl, you're right. But whenever they want to put whenever they want to cast a black woman for you know being successful, being rich, having power, they get the most racially ambiguous, the lightest of the lightest
yes.
black woman they can. But if it's some struggle, if it's some abuse, she's dark.
Yep.
Wow.
If you look
so
at,
what do we do? Where can we go from here?
Well, I think that all of it is, like basically what I was breaking down, all of it is in promotion. And a lot of black female people on YouTube talk about this as well. It's all in the promotion. If black women were projected as the standard of beauty the way white women and racially ambiguous women are, then that would make them more desirable. They are basically, when they promote dark-skinned black women, they promote them to be undesirable. When they promote non-black women, they promote them to be desirable. So when these young guys see that, that is the prize. As soon as they get on, they leave their black girlfriend, baby mama, whoever, and then they jump on to some light-skinned woman or whatever. So they need to promote dark-skinned women correctly. Also, I want to make one more point. I don't know if you've been looking at commercials. They will not show you a full black family. The dark-skinned woman is always single. She never has a man. It's just her and her kids. Now these commercials are showing mixed women with white men, a black
man,
a black woman
with a white husband, right?
Yes, yes. They will not show you a black family. They will not only.
Okay, but let me ask you this though, because I was in my public PR class or my communication class, like a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, and we were talking about commercials and things like that, right? And we had a mixed girl come up and talk about how, you know, while she's a mixed girl, she would like to see representation of herself. So is it not fair for a mixed person to not want to see their what their family looks like? You know what I mean? Because I feel like do the mixed people, they start to feel left out, like, damn, it's not my fault that I'm mixed. I'm only 19, 18, okay, whatever. I want to see representation of me as well.
I'm glad that you said that. See, the problem is, they can project mixed women, but they don't project them as mixed. They use them to erase black women. They're using them as the stand-in. So if she wants to be her own type, start telling these people, why do you have a dark-skinned man and a lighter-skinned black woman, and then you have this racially ambiguous child? They always say, oh, you know, we can make whatever we want. We can, but it doesn't make sense when you have the chance to promote a black woman as a black woman, you don't do that. And then if you have a chance to promote a mixed woman as a mixed woman, you don't do that. It's like when Zoe Saldana dressed up as Nina Simone. That was unnecessary. You are an Afro-Latin woman, be projected as that. So, yes, they can show these people and they can, you know, they can project them in the media all they want. But the thing is, it's like that's all they show and that's how it's always been. It's because they're the ones taking the roles. You know, I don't know if you see the tweets that's been going around. It's like sometimes they post it on Instagram where the book will say, I want a dark, you know, it's a dark-skinned woman with 4C hair. She was natural and this and that. And as soon as the movie comes out, it's a mixed girl. So she has to, if that's how somebody feels, say, I want to be projected as I am, and that's as a biracial person, because their experience as being biracial and a person with two black parents is completely different. So they got to be specific and ask for that. But they don't want to, because some of them like to be desired and put in place of the black woman.
Somebody said, just like Players Club, Trixie was the dark girl with a bunch of kids. Even the Wayans made a joke, I hate my gums, because they black. Bernie Mac, don't be a player while drink your juice in the hood, okay? Let me tell you something, Carla. You have educated us and got us to the things you are on tonight. Thank you so much, and you were probably
welcome.
Out there. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. I love when you talk about these things. Have a good night.
Thanks, Bill. All right, bye. Okay, Nick, let me get you on real quick. 3405.
All right. Hello. Hey, guys. Hey, welcome. She took a lot of the points that I wanted to make, so I'll just redirect the conversation to pandering. I'm a dark-skinned woman, and on my channel, I call out colorism a lot. I call out colorism. I talk about men who are colorists, and I talk about advantages and the systematic racism that we face as dark-skinned women. Now, in the point of what our mom was saying that I've seen a lot of women of my same color start to get triggered by, it's not that, you know, it's not that it's right that that's what's happening. That's just kind of what it is. I think so oftentimes we want to be accepted so bad that we get stuck on the, no, it's not fair. Why me? Why me? And we ignore how we got here systemically. And we have to, and then we get stuck on the people who don't want us so much that we miss out on the people who love us. We disregard, like, well, okay, well, I don't really want to hear from him, but no, why doesn't Michael B. Jordan want a girl like me? Like, no, that's not fair that, you know, it's like we miss out on the people who want us. And I'm going to make a quick point, and I don't want to be long because I know there is a long queue, but I'm going to get slightly off topic and then get back on topic.
Okay.
So, I was on Clubhouse, right? And the conversation was about women and their expectations in dating and things like that, right? And so the conversation was a lot of women saying, you know, I want a guy who makes so much money and I should have my standards this high. I should shoot for the moon and I should get exactly all my boxes met, every single one of them, right? And then, you know, the conversation was, is there realistic expectations in that, right? So women feel like, you know, it's not fair that my boxes can't all be met. I have to get what I want, right? And so if you look at a guy, right, if a guy is 5'5", he's short, he's not really desirable, he's not really what the actual dating pool wants, he understands that that limits his scope, right? I think a lot of dark-skinned women, they get offended because in realistic views of the world, systemically, our scope has been limited, and we focus so much on the people who, you know, don't want us that we miss out on who wants us. I don't know if that makes sense, but
No, I didn't. I mean, well, I don't want to say that because child, they get triggered by me. But that is true. The scope has been limited, and I think that, you know, there is focus on who don't want you versus who do. However, I would say for you, I feel like a girl like you, even though you're dark skinned, you probably wouldn't have the same issues as a lot of other women. Because you have a certain look about you that I feel like, you know, you're a very attractive girl. So do you feel like you have those same issues that other dark skinned women may have?
No. I do understand that. I do get suitors, and I am sought after, and I do understand that, you know, where I am. I'm just saying that as a dark-skinned woman entering a room, I do understand that, you know, it's like, how can I phrase it? I don't feel limited, no. But I do understand the scope and systemically where we are and how certain things are viewed, if that makes sense.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, when you – okay, so, like, if you were in a situation, though, like, you could walk in a room of light-skinned girls and I feel like still get chose over them.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, do you think – I think you can. Let's talk about it.
Okay, so if we really want to get deep, a lot of the times that in dating, what I've heard – all throughout my life is you're pretty for a dark-skinned girl, right?
Yeah.
And when people say that offensive phrase that they think they're complimenting you, but it's so offensive, and I actually have merch coming out with that phrase on there, I'm pretty, period. I'm not pretty for a dark-skinned girl, right? But when people say that, they say that as in, like, my nose isn't as wide as, you know, other women with my same color. My features aren't as, you know, broaden as other women of my same color. What they mean by that is, you know, you're this color, but your features don't really all the way match other women with your same color. And I feel like, you know, that's also systemically the standard of beauty that racism has placed on our people. That's why they put certain things like that of value. It's a load of crap. And, you know, I just want our women to know that you're pretty, period. Like, you're pretty, period.
Pretty,
and,
period.
Yeah,
I like that.
Saying, but yeah. I got merch coming out, pretty, period, baby.
So what do you think about in the industry, though, in regards to the Jeff Brittany and the Rick Ross and the Kaya situation, how he said that Jeff Brittany is a star and going far, and the other girl, that wasn't really the right platform for her. Like, you see how, I don't know if you caught that.
I laughed at that. I've seen that clip. I've seen that clip, and it's typical. It's typical. The guys, they pander. It was pandering. You're pandering to the girl that you want to bone. You don't find this girl attractive. Although she's more talented, she has to work harder. I had a conversation with Beyonce's dad, Matthew Knowles. He had a conference, right? And he was talking about how Beyonce did get further because of her skin color. And he said that, and I asked him, and I have a video on my YouTube channel. If you type Nika at Night, Matthew Knowles, it'll come up. I asked him specifically, said, okay, being that you've acknowledged that light-skinned women have it easier in the industry, what do you say to the people like, and I don't know exactly, but I said, the people like Amara LaNegra who come out, who, you know, have a darker skin tone, who could possibly be just as talented, but don't get the same recognition. And then he countered, and you'll see it in the video if you look it up, he countered by saying, I'm a black man. I know when I go in a room with my white counterparts that I have to be twice as good to be, what did he say? He said, I know I have to work harder. So it's a sad reality that we have to face as dark-skinned women, but you know, it's kind of what it is, but we still have to be loud about it. We still have to have these conversations. It's very important, and I'm not saying don't.
Okay,
you know,
so, and then, okay, too. What do you think about Danny Lay?
I am dark
skin
too, by the way.
What do you think about Danny Lay saying that, you know, he wanted a red bone or a yellow bone? Like, why do you think that lighter women are more desirable, or do you think they are more desirable and considered valuable than darker women? Do you think that?
I think that obviously we see in colorism that is the case, but the reason, okay, so let me break it down. I think that when people hear that light-skinned women are more desirable, they equate that to a light-skinned woman as being better than them. Mm-hmm. Light-skinned women are not any better than a dark-skinned woman. They're not no better physically. They're not no better in being, like, more attractive. They're not any better than us. However, being that we have suffered systemically due to racism, brown paper bag, and colorism, embedded in a lot of these men who they do desire lighter women.
Mm-hmm. Because they hate themselves. And you think that's the only
exactly.
reason why they desire lighter women. What about the man that it's not even doesn't even matter if you're light skinned, but they want you to be light skinned but Hispanic. Like they want you to be an Afro Latina. So you're technically black, but you're not really black, but you're an exotic black. Have you noticed that too? It's like, no, we want the hot, spicy Latino, but she's black.
Yeah, that's the same thing.
Okay.
Why are you acting like you're dark skinned? I am dark skinned. I'm sorry that you don't understand my color because of lighting and stuff like that. I'm dark skinned. I've been a dark skinned woman all my life.
Okay, stop. But you should know. Stop reading the damn comments. All right, bye, Nee, because you read the comments.
Okay,
bye. Reading the comments. 0733. You need to be paying attention. 0733. I'm coming for you. 0733. Oh, child, she's still on here. The people in the comments don't read them. They just be doing too much. 0733. I don't see your last four in here. So I'm going to have to move on to 4205. Let me see. Yeah, 0733. I don't see you. So I'm going over to 4205. Let me see. Ooh. Okay, hold on. Let me make one. We got a lot of people in here. It's a lot of people. So it's a busy day. Okay, hold on, y'all. I'm coming. Ooh, okay, here we go. There's that many people in here. Okay, what's going on, baby? 4205. Hey, girl.
Hey, boo. How are you?
Girl, just getting to some things. I'm great. How are you?
You know I love these conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And before I start off with what I want to say, can I just start with this? I understand the plight of black women as a total. I understand the plight of dark-skinned black women. I understand systemic racism. I understand all of that. And I just want to start off before I go here. Here's what I don't understand. We can talk about this situation from a black man perspective and why they choose pick these kind of women. But what's also interesting to me is these are also the kind of women that black women idolize and choose to.
Ooh.
We participate in some of the same things that black men participate in when it comes to colorism. Example, if you're on an Instagram, the light-skinned baddie model literally have more comments under it than a dark-skinned model. You know, all the hateful names and ignorant names that we claim, you know, light-skinned women use against us, we use against each other, too. So what irritates me about conversations like this is we can talk about men and preferences, but I feel like we also need to speak about the fact that we participate in this same garbage, too, sometimes.
Oh, now you done got the people going crazy now. Well, talk about it.
That's because that's my only thing, you know, and I never understood that, you know. I think that me personally, I think I'm somewhere in between, but I can understand it because I've seen it done both ways. I had a dark-skinned friend, and she is absolutely drop-dead gorgeous, and I find that a lot of women automatically dislike her because of the way she looks. Same thing with my really light-skinned friend. So it's weird. I don't know if it's the tension of the whole we feel like black men pick lighter-skinned women that creates the tension, but it's definitely attention, and we definitely participate in celebrating racially ambiguous women too. We really do, you know, and I wish that we would acknowledge that part and acknowledge the whole entire picture, because I feel like that's how we get better. Another thing that I don't
do you
understand,
feel like it's more
like
I was going to say, do you feel like we support them because they're equated to success, because they're seemingly the standard? So it's like we'll buy the light-skinned girl, we'll buy the light-skinned girl's products, or we'll support her business because we know other people are supporting it, and we want the type of men that like her. So if they like her, and we'll hopefully they'll like me because I got what she. I'm supporting her business. I want to look like her.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I feel like that goes on too. And don't get me wrong, because I feel like I got to clarify. Not all black women do this. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, can we address it from both ends and look at it from both ends of the spectrum if we really want to have a serious conversation? And I find that a lot of conversations involving black women, we always address it from one angle. We never address it from how we view it and how sometimes we add to it too. And those are the only things for me that make the conversation kind of tilted and not equal to have it. Another thing I was confused about too, and I would love for the next person, whoever, to get on and answer it for me. So can light-skinned women not find pride in the way that they look because it may make a black woman feel down about herself? Or are we saying that they can't praise themselves? Like, what are we saying here?
Oh, so your question is, so can light-skinned women not be proud of being light-skinned and say, yeah, I'm a fine red bone, I'm a fine yellow bone, and he like light women. Can they not say that? And honestly, I'm going to go ahead and say, you know, no. It's just like the conversation we have about, you know, the whole overall black women conversation and this and third. It's because, you know, when we see it, it's like dark-skinned women have been the most oppressed. Light-skinned women seemingly have more privilege. So it's like, girl, you already naturally have more privilege, so you don't need to gloat about it. Darker-skinned women don't have that kind of privilege. So we don't need to, you know.
No. I think I understood that, you know, in a box. I just wanted the clear picture of, you know, now I thought the song was talked about because it was a horrible, horrible, horrible song. And so I thought that's what it was. But when I saw the celebration of her light skin from a light skinned woman, and for me, I got confused because I would think that that's exactly what she would think of herself. You know, she would think that that's what he likes. She would think that's who she is, you know. So I guess I wasn't so angry at it because that's how she's supposed to think about herself. For me, as a brown-skinned girl, I'm supposed to think that I'm a melanist goddess. I'm supposed to think, you know, highly of myself. So I guess that's how I took it. You know, so I was trying to understand it from all points of view, you know, instead of going straight into, you know, it's colorism. Now, like I said before, and I prefaced and I started off, I know colorism is an issue. I'm not pretending like it's not. You know, I'm just saying, how do we attack it if we leave them pieces of the puzzle out of it?
And you know what? I felt exactly the way you felt about the Danny situation, too, until I realized that all the baby's baby mamas are dark-skinned. So it just kind of was, like, ironic.
You know what?
And they've been secretly going back and forth. So then for you to come up with a song like, you know, he chose the light skin, it's kind
that
of like, girl...
Sense.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, girl, you kind of tried.
No, it makes perfect sense when put like that. I didn't even realize that, because if you think that yellow bone is what he wants and he had all these dark-skinned women before you, what do you mean? Okay, I get it. All right. So it's
you know what I mean? Like he kind of chose a side because he was dealing with both of them, but seemingly he's now with her. So it's kind of like, yellow bone is what he wants. Like, you know, like, all you girls, you just a baby mamas at this point. He really want to be with me. The yellow bone.
Okay,
you know.
I get that.
The Dominican mommy. She was like, your love bone is what he was, Dominican mommy. You know, like, whatever she was saying, like, you know, it's very that. It's like, it's the undertone for me.
Okay. I get what you're saying. I didn't even think that deep into it, you know, because I don't follow all these people. So I didn't even think that deep into it. But when you said like that, if he usually dates black women and you in front of him like, oh, I'm the better, he chose me, I can get how the world will respond to you like that. But that's all I got, boo. That's just my opinion, and that's just how I see it.
Okay, thanks, boo. Thanks for calling in. All right, bing.
All right.
All right. Okay, cool. So, yeah. So, bam. So, yeah, that's the baby mama on the side. So, right here, that's his baby mama, and this is Danny Lay. This is Jess Brittany, and then this is the person that Jess Brittany was singing against. So, clearly, Rick Ross was going to choose Jess Brittany, and then I mean, Mimi is pretty too. I mean, he had a baby by her, but I guess he want Danny Lay. Is Danny Lay prettier than Mimi? Or is she just lighter? I don't know. What do y'all think? Hold on. Oh, child, I'm just doing stuff. Hold on. We're going to take some more calls. Oh. Okay. I have to fix my chair. All right. Let's see what we got. All right. Let's see. Oh, we got somebody all the way from somewhere else in a whole other country. I'm going to get to you, but we got another caller. The lines are full. Okay, 8411. All right, let me get your super chat. 8411, I'm coming. Let me see. 8411. Okay, boom. 8411, you are live on the air.
Hey, I'm on the phone, Armand.
Yes, you're on the phone. What's going on?
Hey, it's Devon Cia. Once again, I love you, and I want to talk about the Danny Lay situation. You know, I've been living
okay.
in New York for like 3 years, and I'm from Kansas, and I'm around a lot of Spanish people, a lot of them, this from my location in Brooklyn, and they look like us. They talk like us. They look like some of them look like light-skinned black people, and they're from Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic. And but the thing with Danny Lay is Dominicans and Puerto Ricans, they have this thing about them that the lighter is better, and that's openly conversed. It's not as nasty as it is for black people to talk about it. So when she made that record, she pulled Tina Roots, even though she's marketed towards the black audience. And now it got her in trouble because a Kehlani would have never. A Tina Shea
right.
would have never, a Ciara would have never, a Beyonce would have never, not because of their status, just because of they have black roots and they know what that would do. Kehlani,
right.
I mean, excuse me, but Danny Lay does not have the black roots, and that is the issue and why, and I find myself checking my friends in New York a lot because it being black is very convenient to them, for them. Like, I say, don't say the N word. Don't do that. You know, that's cool. Don't call me that. But I'm black too. Okay,
right.
But you weren't black. You weren't black when we was at this hood party and some real N word ish was going down, and you wanted to come up out of there, right? So don't be black.
Well, let me ask you this,
because for you,
you're a model too, and very handsome model. Structure, faces, everything. I told you that. So. And I'm sure it's very racial there. Like, that's why I feel like the racial ambiguous people, they really get chosen to be models. You know what I'm saying? Because you can be black, you can be Hispanic. So do you see a lot of the colorism within the model industry? Because I feel like when they really want like a real black person, they get them super dark. You know what I mean? But then if they want somebody to blend, they get some different races and different color. You know what I mean? So talk to me a little bit about that.
Let's get into it. So I started modeling 5 years ago, and I've been on major campaigns, major billboards all around New York. Even back when I was home at Kansas, I had got opportunities. My manager was a white woman. She kind of gassed me. She, like, worked on my confidence because I would often step into rooms with people and get belittled, mostly by other black creators. The black creators who had decision powers, they always voted against me for either the light-complected boy with the green eyes or the band that's Brasilia.
But you are a model, though. Like, you are a model. Like, you were born to be a model. Like,
yes, I've done New York. Yes,
I've
done New York Fashion Week. I've had black stylists cut me from shows.
Wow.
I remember I would have meetings with the agencies. I've met with every agency in New York along my way. You know, every time you get a new campaign, every time you get something big, you want to try to take advantage of it and then get the next deal, you know? And literally, they'll tell my agent, he's beautiful, he has great skin, he has a good look, but I have enough black boys. You look on their board, there's three black models, three black men versus 50 white men. And it wasn't until recently this whole Black Lives Matter trend that started happening to where it started to open up more. And I think also there's this big hypocrisy within our community, too, because we don't lift each other up and we look for other races for that validation.
Okay. Well, thank they talking about they want to see you. Huh? They talking about they want to see a picture of you, a campaign that you did. How do I put it in? Let me pull it up. Give me something I can pull up.
You can look it up on Google. If you spell it correctly, you can do it. G-A.
Okay, let's see. Okay, let's do it.
G-A-B-O-N. Okay.
D-A-V-O-N.
C-I-A.
Okay, there he. Okay, let me see. Let me just look at all the images. Which one? I don't know which one. Let me just pull it up there. Let me show this. Let me show. I hate these people. These people always want to see everything.
Let me see if if you Google it, you'll have a lot of, a melody of the images. I worked for Baldwin, Neiman Marcus, Apple, the Google Pixel campaign. I shot that.
Hold on. I'm about to find it right now. Hold on.
Yeah.
No, it looks good. Remember, I told you. I was like, you are definitely a model. Let's see. Here you go, guys. You guys want to see it? Here's all of his. He's a model. He's definitely a model. Okay, we've got to see it. You were born a model. So great work. Very, very good looking kid. So thanks for supporting the show. We love beautiful people. You might have to come to talk on the voice chat one day with us.
Please invite me. I would love to.
Yes, we need that. Okay, so we'll talk soon. Thanks for calling in.
Bye, Armand. Have a good one, y'all.
All right, bye. Yeah, don't get it twisted, baby. I tell you, listen, I know around here, I'm like, he's a model. All right, let's take a, let me see. Oh, I gotta get him off now. Okay, bye. So who is next? Anybody else? Not everybody wanting. 5261. They say 5261. 5261. Let's see. You just never know who calling in, okay? 5261, you are live on the air.
Hi, Armand.
Yes. Hey, what's going on?
Can you hear me? Because I have you on speaker. I need both of my hands to talk.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, good. First, I want to touch on this whole colorism thing. Colorism is worldwide. It's not just in our community. Let me just start off with that. I'm a dark-skinned female, and guys always tell me I look exotic. You're so pretty. What are you mixed with? It's not a compliment at this point anymore. I'm black. My nationality is Guyanese. I'm black, you know? First, I got a few topics, but let me start out with this Danny girl. The song is trash. We know that. The song is trash. We got that already. And I've heard, a lot of your callers call in and say, why is she celebrating it? I think you kind of just said the question, but I got to tell you from my point of view, growing up watching TV, I used to love rap videos until I noticed something. There's no one that looks like me. Am I pretty? I used to ask my mom, am I pretty? How come when I look at TV, when I look at all my favorite shows, I'm like a young, dark-skinned girl. I always thought I was pretty. And so I started to look around me and see, no one was celebrating my beauty. No one. So for people to ask and for people to say they don't understand why, dark-skinned women are mad that she's celebrating it, it's expected. Look at the rappers. Look at the actors. It's expected. So when you finally have a song that celebrates your beauty, everyone celebrates. And let me switch it for you for a second. White people, I have a lot of mixed friends, white, black, Asian, everything. White people, when Black Panther came out, when all these black movies, they said, why do they have to say, the first black movie? Why can't they call it a movie? Because it's celebrated, because it's rare. People don't understand something is rare, it should be celebrated. People should be proud of it. And now, I don't know if you saw, by the way, Childish Gambino had a song called Redbone. It was tasteful. I loved it. What was wrong with that? No one Was anyone saying anything about that? I don't know. But I love that song, you know? And he was celebrating Redbone Girls or whatever. Didn't mind it at all. Now, I don't know if you saw, there was like some rapper, he had like some video shoot in his mansion, and it was like a lot of Hispanic and maybe lighter skin girls. And there was one dark skin girl there, and she was sitting in the corner minding her own business, and the other girls were upstairs fighting. And then they came downstairs and snatched her wig off and started calling her Blackie and all this kind of mess. And why do you do that? They were like, why do you do that? They said because she was just sitting there in a corner and she's dark skin. Why is she here?
Was that Blueface?
Huh?
Was that Blueface was doing that on OnlyFans? I don't know. I didn't see it.
I don't know. Yeah.
Okay.
They snatched the girl's wig off and started yelling at her and calling her names because she was dark skinned. Now,
well, they even had that narrative push, I don't know if you watched it, but it was the real Last Chance on Zeus when the champ love guy, he was looking for love, and then he ultimately ended up picking the pretty mixed light-skinned girl and had every dark-skinned girl on there either be hella ghetto or overweight.
That's a narrative that they want to push, and that's one of the topics. Let me just tell you right now, Aman, this is coming from my heart. I love my brothers and my sisters. I love you guys. And you need to, we have to understand, like, this is not our fight anymore. Colorism exists in all races. My white friends, the white guys, they prefer blondes. The brunettes are mad. Like, it goes all everywhere. Asians, they want people with European features. And even Asians lighten their skin. As yellow as their skin are, they still use bleach to lighten their skin. This is not just a black problem, but because I'm black, I'm going to speak on the problem that we have in our community. Mm-hmm. Whenever I walk into a room, this goes to the caller that called before. Whenever I walk into a room, don't assume that I'm jealous of you. I have no problems with myself. I'm not jealous of anyone. This light skin, dark, and the thing is, I read energy. If you come into a room thinking I'm going to have an attitude toward you or you're going to have an attitude toward me, it's not your energy that you're carrying. Don't bring that over here. Don't assume because I'm darker, I'm going to hate you because you're lighter. To me, that's nonsense. So once you come in, kind of like how everybody was saying, like Keisha Cole came in with an attitude. It's that energy you bring. If you're walking around with this colorism mentality, guess what? You're going to be affected by it even more. I think
and to be honest, though, too, on the flip side, there are some lighter skin people that they're very much so aware of their advantages, and they will be like, you know, girl, look at me, I'm light skin, I'm gonna get through. So they come across like they're better than you, and so sometimes it's not a person being jealous, but you have to check that out. Like, girl, don't play with me. I don't care how cute you think you are. It's not me being jealous, but girl, you're not better than me. Because I've had to do that to some of my friends that have been like, because they feel lighter, they feel superior. It's not that these light-skinned people are just walking around and they're just getting just hated on. Sometimes they walk around with an air of like, oh, you're mad because you're dark. Already. And it's like, you know, we're not mad.
Exactly. Well, let me tell you, Armand. I walk into a room, I feel like I'm the ish. You know, I walk in and I feel like I look good. I don't care who's there. It's all about that confidence you hold. It's just walk into a room confident. Forget the light. Because let me tell you, we're all black. When we walk into a room filled with other races, you're the one black person. They're not going to say, oh, you're the one light-skinned black person. They're not going to say, oh, you're the one dark-skinned black person. Guess what? You're the one black person. That's it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And you said earlier, how do we solve this? It's all about having confidence. I really feel like we need to stop with this mentality. And I hear like people calling in, like the one woman really pissed me off when she was like, the dark skinned black lady hated her. Like, change in that. Maybe she just didn't like you. I mean, come on. Like, maybe she just didn't like you. You're allowed not to like people. Why do you have to put it toward like darker skin or light skin?
Yeah.
And as far as these guys go today, one of your callers touched on this. Some men think that they've made it on a higher profile. I don't know what you want to call it when they have like a white woman or someone lighter on their arm. And I date all races. And the one kind of man that I wouldn't date is a man that's one race and then puts down his own race.
Mm.
If you're dating a man and he says, I don't like black, like if you're a black guy and you're dating like a white girl and he says, I don't like black women, they're this, they're that. Whoever you are, you should run for the hill. That means you don't like your mother, you don't like your sister, you don't like your aunt. What is that? What kind of narrative? Is that the kind of guy that you want to be with?
Mm.
Am I
not
making
with you.
Sense?
No, yeah, I'm with you.
It just makes no sense to me anymore because, like, you can't date someone that puts down their own race because it's like, wait, then why am I dating you? You're that race, so that means, like, you don't like yourself. It's very confusing. It's very problematic. And the only thing you said, where do we go from here? What we can do is continue to love ourselves, love each other, because at this point, it's the world against us at this point. Because
mm-hmm.
black, brown, dark, light, when you walk into a room, you're still black. That's it. That's all someone's going to see. It's like, you're black. You're not a different shade of black. You're not a different hue. They're going to see that you're black. And I just want everyone to stop with this, oh, she don't like me because I'm light-skinned. Dark-skinned people hate light-skinned. Listen, I'm dark-skinned. I don't hate no one. If you got an attitude, if you come with negative energy, then I'm going to hate you. Otherwise, I don't care what color you are. Not at all.
All right. Thanks, Bill. You have got into some things. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Armand. Have a good night.
Bye. All right. I think that is a good time to wrap it there. Boom. If you guys didn't get the call in, I'm sorry.